The Berserker Throne by Fred Saberhagen. Chapter 1. Around the green and lovely world called Salatai, the sky was clear of terror, as it had been now for many years. Today, the planet's dayside sky was almost clear of clouds as well, and at midday, the face of the land beneath it blazed with a thousand colors of midsummer flowers. It was the holiday of life today on Salatai, the planet's greatest yearly festival, and at the meridian of noon, the central procession of the festival was passing through small town streets strewn with fresh-cut blooms. Through this particular small town ran many canals. They were clean, open waterways, and almost as numerous as the streets. And today, in the canals, as in the streets of Salatai, the masses of summer blooms were prodigally distributed, those on the water floating and drifting in the controlled current. The streets and canal banks and buildings of the town, under the noonday sun, echoed with celebration, with 10 kinds of music all being played and sung at the same time. The buildings, streets, canals, as well as the people in them and on them, and the living plants that made archways above, were all mad with decorations. At the center of the slow-moving ceremonial procession crept the broad, low, bubble-domed ground car in which the Empress of the Eight Worlds was riding. The parade extending ahead of her car and behind it was not really very long, but it took its time so that everyone in the town who wanted to see the procession and the Empress at close range had a good chance to do so. And there were many, in this town and across the planet, who did want to see. The crowds, here on Salatai, composed exclusively of Earth-descended humans, cried the name of their empress and